Hi guys, I'm Andrea.
I'm Yossi.
I'm Judy.
And I'm Goalie.
And welcome back to
That's on Period,
a podcast by the Period Poverty Project.
Guys, we got a microphone.
Yay!
Yay! It kind of sounds the same, but the quality might be a little bit better. So if you can hear a difference, drop a comment. Let us know.
Let us know.
It's been a while since our last episode, but we're super excited to be back, and we're going to be pumping out a lot of content for you guys, and yeah.
So, you guys, I'm so excited for today's episode. today, we are joined by three generations of menstruators. So, we have Yossi's mother, Goalie, and Yossi's grandmother.
Hi there!
Yes, and Yossi's grandmother, Judy, or Mama Judy.
Yes, we call her Mommy Judy.
Yes. And so obviously I'm a little bit of the odd one out here because I'm not part of the family. So today I'm going to be asking the questions. So I'll be your interviewer. And yeah, I have some really good questions for the three of you.
Yay!
Yay! All right, let's get into it. And before we forget.
And remember,
it's not awkward unless you make it awkward.
I'm awkward right now.
All right, so let's start with you, Mama Judy. What is the story of your first period?
Well, I graduated high school in 1958, so I think it must have been in the early 50s when I had my period. And all I remember is that when I had gone to the bathroom one day, I noticed that there was blood on my underpants. So I went into the kitchen where my mother was, and I said, I'm bleeding. And she said, well, go back to the bathroom, clean up, and I will give you something for it. And that was my first, encounter. I was never told anything beforehand about what was going to happen. And it scared me, frankly. It didn't, it didn't seem to faze my mother.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was the beginning.
And when you went into the kitchen to ask your mother, did she then explain what it was or not?
No,
really?
Not at all.
She just gave you what, a pad?
She did give me a pad. She told me to go get cleaned up, change the underpants, and that was it.
Did she show you how to use it or demonstrate anything? No.
No.
She just gave it to you.
That's it.
And you didn't ask.
Heck no.
But you had older sisters.
Yes, but I don't know if that's in the same question.
That'll come.
That'll come, yes.
It was short and sweet.
So I guess my first is similar in that I didn't really know what was going on at all. But again, I was a lot younger. So I was maybe even 11. I think when I first got my period, and I was at school, and so I got in the car and I told my mom that there was something on my underpants. I wasn't sure if it was blood. I didn't know what it was. I wasn't all that freaked out, but I did remember, we were driving home from Evans and I was in the car and I told you what it was. And then I got home and I took my underwear off and I showed you, and you took them down to Hameed and showed him. Do you remember this? It's crazy. And he said, yeah, I think this is my dad.
Oh.
And he's like, oh yeah, she definitely has her period. So, I mean, mine is a good story in that right away it was very clear. My father was involved, so it wasn't away from the men.
Yeah.
So I've never had this concept of it being taboo with men because my dad was part of the first time.
Were you embarrassed though?
I was not embarrassed at all. To show my underwear? No. No.
That's good.
I think, they were very straightforward parents, very natural. It was weird that I didn't know, but it was very almost clinical. Does that make sense? Yeah. So which is good.
Pretty ideal.
Yeah, pretty ideal.
Well, okay. For me, I honestly don't remember a first period story, which I think just kind of goes to show it wasn't a crazy like thing for me because you had already, Mom, you had already like explained everything to me. I had like had things in school that explained everything and stuff. So I was very prepared. So I don't remember, but what I do remember is that the same as you, I wasn't sure if it was blood because it was kind of like that brownish stuff that you get first.
Exactly.
And so I think I just showed you and then you're like, yeah, you have your period. And then you gave me products and we talked, but we had already like had a conversation about it on multiple occasions. So it wasn't like this crazy moment.
Cool. Yeah.
So yeah. But
nice.
Seems very like, apropos how this works historically,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah,
it's interesting.
So come a long way.
I think it shows, honestly, like passing down like through the generations. If your parents are open about it and if they're like telling you about it like before you get it and everything, it becomes a very normal thing. Versus like, you know, it kind of gets like passed down if your parents like carry that taboo of like around menstruation. That like will get passed down to the kid, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good stories all around here. Yes. All right.
Thank you.
So the next question is like, who taught you about periods? This is a little different for you. I'm guessing they didn't. Did they tell you about it in school? Had like, what did you know about it before? Had you heard about it?
I think there was some sort of education in school, but that sort of passed over us because we just didn't have any preparation for it. But I'm one of four girls, the last girl. And I was close to the one who was next to me in age. And she was very interested in anything that was medical and had something to do with doctors or nurses or et cetera. So she gave me the whole explanation of what was going on. And even I think she gave me the vocabulary. So after her explanation, I went straight to the dictionary and started looking up words about what they meant. And at any rate, she was very helpful.
And she told you this before or after you got your first period?
After.
Okay.
No, definitely not before.
And did you ever see anything about it? Like, I know sometimes, like, these days, like, if you're a kid, you'll see, like, an ad for it on TV, and, like, you'll be like, oh, what's a tampon or something like that.
No.
There was nothing in the media.
You genuinely, like, did not know anything about it, right?
It was just, as I said, I think there was some sort of education in elementary school. Like, I guess it was the fifth or sixth grade.
It's still the way it is, by the way. We got
is
our fifth
right?
grade talk. Yeah.
I had no idea. At any rate, I got some of that. And as I say, it probably went right over my head.
And then you didn't, you said you got it pretty late too, right?
No. I said the early 50s, which would have made me what, 11 or 12?
Oh,
were you that young?
Yes.
I just always assumed.
Definitely. I was.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. And does it happen much older than
11
or 12?
I think
it was like 14.
Is that right?
I think the range is typically 8 to 14, but I got mine when I was 13, so that's the later end.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
Or you know. Mom?
So just first education?
Yeah, like first exposure to periods, who taught you about it, the school experience, all of that.
So nothing at school, at least not in elementary. I'm pretty certain, unless I really don't remember. I do remember something in junior high. So at Muirlands, they were doing some sort of sex ed and it was part of the sex ed program. But I remember, I mean, at that point, I'd had it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I heard, it kind of seemed like old hat.
You don't remember having conversations even with the boys there?
Yes. Then we had
explaining
exactly,
the physical
exactly.
situation.
So then once, but home for sure. Mom was really sort of
the physical.
You
part
gave
of it.
Us the education for sure.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess through, but nothing at school or nothing really formal, you know. And then as far as what I had seen on television, when we first moved to the United States, I didn't speak English. And I remember watching advertisements. Do you remember this story?
This is a crazy story.
Maybe you'll remember. So I remember watching advertisements on what must have been pads. And so at one point I had started making my own pads, like when I was young, way before I had my period. I would make them out of, like, just because I was really sort of crafty. And I would make them out of washcloths. And, like, and I just thought my mom was not buying these things for me that she should be buying me to keep my underwear clean. So I would make pads out of, like, tape and toilet paper and paper towel.
Wow.
And so one time I was in a leotard and I had one of these like pads that I had made that I didn't do regularly, but anyway, and my mom said, come over here, because she must have seen something sticking through my leotard anyway.
And then
she was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I could see a washcloth being really handy for that sort of thing. You were getting
I didn't even have my period. But anyway, yeah. It was just this like misunderstanding about what it
that's
was.
So
yeah.
Funny.
Well, you know, that's like what a lot of menstruators who can't afford products.
Exactly.
They do.
I think that's when I told you the story, is when you told me what you were doing and that people were making. I was like, oh, I've done that, but not for, you know, just way more.
Fun.
Because I thought that was the smart thing to do.
And if you don't have a Kotex handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, Yossi, I think we've talked about this with you on the podcast before, but your experience with like period education.
Yeah. Well, Mom, I don't know. Do you, you probably remember this? You actually hosted a little, what would you even call that?
I don't
info
know.
Session.
It was, yeah.
It was when we were very young, though. I like, how old do you think we were? I had a group of friends over,
yes,
and you had a woman come over.
Yes.
To tell us specifically,
I think we were probably
about
in fifth grade. They were trying to time it, maybe even earlier, maybe fourth grade. I think you were at OTA,
and
we were
wasn't a nurse.
No, actually, it's kind of like something that I was not pleased with. You know, I don't know what your memory is of it, but I thought there was a lot of misinformation in that talk or loaded information.
Right,
I was very uncomfortable.
In what
with.
Way? Can you elaborate?
Well, she left it. It actually has nothing to do with periods. I think she did a pretty good job with that. I was really kind of happy with the way she talked about it. She gave them strategies. She talked about, like, if you go, you know, what we were just talking about, if you go into the bathroom, you don't have anything, you wrap up paper, or just how you dispose of these things. So I really liked that, because certainly I never had that as part of my education. But then she did leave it sort of open-ended that, you all could ask questions about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it went kind of sour in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That wasn't her expertise. We shouldn't have gone there.
Yeah, but the period part, I thought it was pretty good.
For
I don't
sure.
remember it like incredibly well, but I do remember she gave us like a demonstration, and she literally had like fake blood, and she demonstrated how to insert a tampon. And I thought that was like pretty helpful. It was really early, especially since I ended up getting it late.
Yeah. But and it was hands-on too, right? Which is which is kind of great, because I feel like a lot of us don't even have those things in our hands before all of a sudden we're confronted with
The first time I opened like a pad, I like was shocked. It was huge. I was like, this is a diaper. I had seen like panty liners before, and I thought that a panty liner was the pad.
I did too. Actually, now my first period story is going to be me. I remember that's what I thought. I thought that was a pad because you gave that to me just because, like I said, it wasn't
low
full
flow.
On blood.
Yes.
It was just like
this. And also, when you're using a tampon, like I didn't use pads. You probably never, I never had pads at home, because at that point I was using tampons and panty liners.
Yes. And then I realized.
I know, they're quite big. And we actually had the same kind of revelation. We were in a club meeting at our school, and we showed the boys. We were like, have you guys ever seen a pad? We showed them. They're like, that's huge. Like, that's a diaper. And they're like, yeah, it's like
amazing. Amazing.
Can you believe
that
they show boys these things openly at school?
Yeah, well, that's good.
I mean, and
tampons,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, when you, like, were, well, I don't know, maybe don't remember, but when you got that, like, education at school, it was, like, separated, right? The boys
yes.
were not part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the same for us.
Yeah.
The boys don't learn about periods. And I don't know how they learn. I don't know how they come up with, like, and that's why there's so much misinformation around it. Like,
and that's why they
I don't know
don't
where they get these ideas, or they just don't learn and they don't understand the issue, so.
Well, I felt a little bit of that when I heard Parviz on your podcast.
Really?
I was kind of surprised. I was disappointed in myself, because Jack seemed to be so much more so educated about it. And that really came down to me. I thought, how did he miss this in our house? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's Jack?
Deck's our friend.
He was on our podcast. Go listen to episode.
What fallopian tubes are.
No. Yeah. He was quite educated. Go listen to episode 2 of our podcast, our Guy Talk series, which is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. You kind of got into this a little bit, but like, what products did you use? This might be a quick question.
Kotex.
Pads?
Yes.
Pads.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you ever start using tampons?
Later, yes. Mm-hmm. Probably. Who knows? Maybe it was when Goli was around. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Well, you had your hysterectomy before, so you weren't menstruating.
That's true.
I was menstruating.
That's true.
Yeah.
So when did you stop menstruating?
Well, you seem to remember better.
I was maybe six when you. Yeah, I was maybe six when my mom had her operation. So then.
Was probably
so pretty early.
Yeah. No more period.
It's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How about you? Started with pads?
I started with pads. I felt like I identified with your tampon stories because I found it totally traumatic. I have another story with this same sister of my mother's, my aunt.
Really?
Who, you know, it was, I needed to go to the beach, and she was like, you just need to suck it up and do this, Goalie. So both of them took me into the, we used to get this rental property that she would stay in, and we went into a small bathroom, and they were like, you know, got to do this, and it didn't work, and it was very traumatic, but.
Go listen to episode one.
Yeah, to hear our tampon stories.
Yeah.
But I remember the same thing with you, Mom. You were just trying to, like. You just told me, like, suck it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know, but.
I think it hurts at the very beginning.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it just freaked me out, which is, like,
it's understandable, but yeah.
No, if they tell you you need Vaseline and the rest of the stuff, it helps
at the very beginning
because it does hurt.
Yeah, and then when I was maybe later on, a friend of mine introduced me to these OBs, which were like applicator-free tampons, which were like the best. They changed it.
I've never even heard of that.
I think they still exist.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic. There's no applicators. So you don't have to, you know, they're tiny.
But you, I mean, fantastic. No, I don't think most people would agree with that.
Yeah. Why not?
Because it's like you do it yourself.
You use your finger.
Yeah.
So, which is why when we talk about the cup, like, I always think you got to go wash your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to have running water or some, you know, wipe, some ability to wash your hands because it's the same thing with OBs.
Mm-hmm.
You need to wash your hands.
But yeah. Yeah. A lot of people I don't think would like that because it's.
Yeah, it can be a little unsanitary, and and it's important to consider when we're talking about like solutions for like homeless menstruators, like will they have access to running water? Will they be able to clean their hands? Because then that gets into like a whole different bunch of problems with like,
medical health issues.
Yeah, when it comes to that.
Exactly.
All right, and Yossi, what products?
Well, we all know I wasn't the biggest user of tampons, but recently I have had a little bit of a change of heart.
Yeah.
So
I think that's pretty typical, like starting with pads and getting more comfortable with tampons.
That's how it's always been. So
All right. The next question is kind of open-ended, but do you have any other just memorable period stories that you can think of?
They were all memorable. I can't think of one that's more, you know, memorable than the other, but no.
Did you ever like, were you going
to
say?
No, just that my sister was very helpful, the one that I was close to.
Was there like one period that like maybe came at a certain time that was like, I don't know, just like a story?
Oh, yeah,
or
like
there was an accident or something.
Yeah, let all of your clothes.
Seriously, I can't remember that. And I'm certain, you know. If I give it some deep thought, I can come up with something where I've stained a dress or something embarrassing. Yeah, I'm certain.
Yeah. It shouldn't be embarrassing, though.
It shouldn't be.
No,
but it was.
Oh, absolutely.
But it even is with women. You know? I always think that's always interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have one?
I mean, yes, but not at a young age. I actually think, you know, I was a very light menstruator for most of my life. And then as
I entered into sort of perimenopause. I started having this gushing that, you know, was uncontrollable and like in work situations, and it's awful.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't get easier. Like, you know, being older doesn't make it easier to have an accident. Yeah. So in work situations, just being, you know, just bad, having to run to the bathroom and then clean up after myself and then, you know, tie things around my waist, which I remember like friends doing in high school, you know, but it had never happened to me.
Wait, what do you mean tying things around your waist?
Like a sweatshirt to cover my pants because my pants were stained or whatever. But in this case, it's not a sweatshirt because I'm not wearing a sweatshirt to a meeting. It's a blazer. I mean, awful. Who wears a blazer wrapped around their waist? You know, you automatically know.
This is like very recent, right?
Yeah, fairly recently, just before.
Yeah,
I stopped menstruating. And then I also have this memory of my—I mean, it's not really that interesting a story, but my last—I don't know if you remember this—but in sixth grade, they had a big like pool party, and I couldn't go, and like no one else was menstruating.
But
it was very taboo, and my mother was so sweet. You know, she just said it's fine. And it seemed like such a big deal, but
yes,
she took me out and we did something fun together. And, you know, it was really, really great. And I was so relieved. But I was so relieved that you could just say, I'm not going to show up or I'm not going to do this thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to explain
to
my, myself. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could just
do these days.
Yeah. I
mean, straight out the way it is.
Yeah, I missed school because of like period cramps more. And
yeah, sometimes you just have to set limits for yourself and like take care of your body because that's the most important thing. So,
exactly.
Yeah. I thought actually that might be interesting. Like, if you wanted to talk more about like the, this is something we haven't talked about on the podcast before, like menopause and like the process of that, like what that's like to go through because we haven't, don't have experience with that, obviously. So.
Well, you both got hysterectomies.
Yes, that's right.
So,
right.
But mom, you went through it before.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
Like,
and that was.
You were bleeding very
heavily. And I did.
Very heavily.
You didn't.
You
no.
didn't have that experience?
No.
I did.
I remember that I didn't,
I mean,
because I heard so many stories about other people, but I didn't have
to. I started scheduling meetings differently because of it, because I knew that they were, it, the gushing was uncontrollable. So, you know, it was really sort of, I don't know,
disruptive.
It started affecting my life and my work and how you feel too, because you're losing a lot of blood, or at least I felt like I was, and I couldn't manage it. And I rejoiced because I go to, you know, I called a friend one day and said, I can wear white pants any day, you know, like I can, you know, wear white pants forever.
Do you want to explain what a hysterectomy is and like what's,
Well, in the case, in my case, I had a, you know, they kept my ovaries. So for me, it was just uterus and fallopian tubes were removed so that I no
the
longer
same
menstruate.
For me.
No.
Okay.
And
then I was very happy when it was really.
Me too. I always, you know, there's this woman, Christiane Northrup. Have you all read her books?
Oh, I've heard her.
Yeah, and so, you know, I've read some of her stuff, and I thought, okay, I'm going to embrace this menstruation time and sort of, you know, relax and take care of my body and restore and that kind of thing. And I just never had that attitude about it. I really wanted it to be over.
Well, I think as soon as it's like disrupting your life to that extent,
and you know, there's no chance of having children
again.
Exactly.
And you have the option. I mean,
it's
just
understandable.
It's fortunate that you have the option to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So while you were going through, like, so did you get the hysterectomy, like, during kind of the menopause process?
No.
After?
Pre. Because, yes,
okay.
I was getting my period every month when I decided.
Okay.
I had fibroids, and they were also uncomfortable and causing all, you know, other issues, digestive issues.
That's
so,
another hereditary thing, because I had terrible fibroids, and so did my mother. So,
yes. And people who do often have just sort of heavy, uncontrollable bleeding. And it can make you anemic. So
right. And I feel like these kind of medical issues, like, nobody talks about. I didn't know what fibroids were until like maybe like 2 months ago, seriously. And like, even as someone who's like so like involved with like menstrual health and everything, I didn't even know. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know we don't talk about like the later end of menstruation that much.
Right.
Yeah.
But and I'd always assumed it would get better or easier. And for me, it was quite the opposite. You know, I was able to manage it and never had any serious accidents or anything like that until later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff.
Yes. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up now.
Yeah.
We did it.
Did you have fun, Mommy Judy?
Oh, such fun.
Oh, yay.
Thank you guys so much for coming on here. Before we end, we always have to do a little plug for the organization. So Yossi and I run an organization called the Period Poverty Project, and we work to provide menstrual products to those in need and to debunk the social stigma around menstruation.
Mm-hmm. And I think the big takeaway from this podcast episode is that we are moving towards a great direction, and with each generation, we are embracing the period more and more. Would you guys agree?
Absolutely.
Really?
Are you? We're impressed. You know, are you proud? Are you proud?
So proud.
Oh,
I am so proud too.
So, yes, we encourage you guys to have conversations with your family and your moms and your grandmothers and and brothers and fathers.
Everyone. Yeah, you might hear some very interesting stories from your family. So, all right, guys, the fact that we have here three generations of menstruators who are able to have such an open and honest conversation about periods really shows that we have made a lot of progress, but there's still work to be done. Let's make sure we keep having these conversations and continue to destigmatize periods, because they are a completely natural thing that we should all be talking about. And that's on period! Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye!